Chapter 1. Cam heard the trouble on the trail ahead before he saw it. The screams made him instinctively slow his horse as he rounded the bend. But when he saw a young boy being held by the scruff of his shirt and beaten by a big bull of a man, Cam reached for his sword and spurred his horse to move faster. A heartbeat later, he'd reached the pair. The thud of his boots hitting the ground made the assailant glance around, just in time to see Cam's sword hilt before it slammed into the big oaf's head. The fellow went down like a stone, unfortunately falling on the boy and landing with enough weight to bring a grunt of pain from the almost senseless lad. Wincing in sympathy, Campbell used his booted foot to roll the villain off the boy. The moment the man's weight was removed, the lad opened his swollen and blackening eyes and squinted up uncertainly. "You're safe," Cam said and bent to offer him a hand up. Instead of taking it, though, the lad glanced past him, swollen eyes widening slightly with horror. Cam instinctively started to straighten, but a blow to his lower back made him stagger. He managed to avoid trampling the lad and regained his footing after a couple of steps, then whirled to confront his assailant. "Assailants," Cam corrected himself grimly as he took note of the three men he now faced. They all had dirty faces and wore ragged clothes. None were as big as the man he'd knocked out, but they were not small either. And each had a different weapon. The bald man on the left held a club. The one with the long dark hair on the right held a rusty old sword. And the ginger-haired one in the middle held a knife that was presently dripping with blood. His blood, Cam realised, even as he felt warm liquid begin to trickle down his lower back and leg. He hadn't been punched in the back. He'd been stabbed. Mouth tightening, he raised his sword, pulled a small blade from his waist with his left hand, and started forward, knowing he wouldn't have long before the loss of blood weakened him. He had to take care of the men before that happened, or he and the boy would no doubt be found dead here on the side of the road by the next traveller to come by. Cam sent his knife flying at the man with the bloody blade first, waited just long enough to see it find a home in his chest, then swung his sword at the man on the right. Despite his ragged clothes and filthy condition, the man handled his rusty old sword better than Cam would have expected. Or perhaps he was already weakening, and that, combined with the worry that he would be clubbed from behind by the third man at any moment, affected his abilities. Whatever the case, it took Cam half a dozen swings of his sword to finally fall his combatant. Amazed that he hadn't already received half a dozen blows to his head and back, Cam whirled to confront the other man, only to find him on the ground. The boy stood over him, the ginger-haired man's bloody blade in hand. "He was going to hit you," the lad said defensively, dropping the blade when he glanced up to see Cam staring at him. Mouth opening to thank the lad, Cam took a step forward, but his mouth closed when he found himself suddenly on his knees. He peered down with confusion as his sword then slid from his fingers and turned bewildered eyes to the boy. But in the next moment, he found himself planted flat on the ground and losing consciousness. Joan stared at the Scot with amazement. One minute he'd been seemingly strong and well and battling her assailants, and the next, he was face down in the road. Stooping to pick up the knife again, she quickly wiped it on the dead man's back to remove the blood and then slipped it into the belt at her waist and stepped over him to move to her saviour's side. Her gaze immediately found the dark patch on the back of his plaid. She didn't need to touch it to know it was blood. He'd been stabbed, Joan realised, surprised at how serious the wound was. She'd seen the ginger-haired man approach him from behind with the knife raised and had assumed he'd stabbed him. But when her saviour had battled so capably, she thought perhaps it had only been a paltry wound. The amount of blood on his back and soaking through his plaid from the buttocks down, though, suggested it had been a rather nasty one after all. In fact, she was now amazed that he had managed to fight at all. Sighing, Joan sat back on her heels and glanced around. She was pretty sure that three of the men were dead, but the man who had been beating her when her saviour had arrived was merely unconscious. She briefly considered rectifying that situation, but Joan was a healer. Killing an unconscious man, even one who had been beating her but moments ago, went against everything she believed in.